The certified results, which included about 1,300 provisional ballots, increased Kris Kobach's margin of victory in Sedgwick County from 3,675 votes to 3,769 votes, a total increase of 94 votes. Statewide, the distance between the two candidates still remains within a few hundred votes. Johnson County, which Collier is currently winning, will release its certified results Tuesday afternoon. Johnson County approved more than 1,200 provisional ballots that still need to be counted, and not all of those are Republican ballots. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Brian Grimmett.